que tatuar. Eso sí, on the right side of the tatuar. They have hearts. This is the epitaph. On the left side of Panchatattva, there is Shakti, as Radha Pandit, and Shiva's Thakur, who is also one of the Jivatattva Shakti. So in this way, the Panchatattva represents all the expansions of the Lord in five days, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Shiva's Thakur, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. When the Shastras describe about the Supreme Godhead, they say He has so many facets, so many qualities, so many activities, and so many forms that your one mouth is not enough to describe His glories. Even Ananta Shisha with thousands of millions of mouths is unable to end His glories. So, the scriptures say, if you have gone to meet a person who is so great, how will you describe him when you return home? How many heads he had, how many arms he had. That is why the pretty with the prayers, they glorify him as Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha Sahasra Akshya Sahasra Patra. The Supreme Person has thousands of heads. He has thousands of eyes, thousands of legs. If God had thousand heads, we are told to be having 2,000 eyes and 2,000 legs. But it says Sahasra Aksha, Sahasra Pat. It says, how can we have 1,000 heads and only 1,000 eyes? He has got only one eye. So the Sahasra says, he doesn't have 1,000 heads, but he has thousands of heads. So when you say thousands, when he has unlimited heads, you cannot count them, so you say thousands. That is why he said, Devo Nama Sahasravan. The Supreme Lord has thousands of names. Now, Indra also has plenty of names, at least 100 of names, given in the Shastra. But what is the difference between Indra having 100 or thousands of names and the Supreme Lord having thousands of names? The Supreme Lord's names are all divine names, Divya Nama. And each of those names, they will glorify his particular form, particular qualities, particular type of activities, devas, everything. Another meaning of Devo Nama Sahasravan is Devaha Nama Sahasravan means any person having thousands of divine names, that person only can be called as Devta, Deva Nam, Achyuto Yata, like the Bhagavatam says. There is only one Supreme Dev, who is Krishna himself. So he is called as Dev. That's one of the ways you can understand him, that he is the one with thousands of divine names. So, in this way, although Lord has thousands of names, forms, qualities, activities, and pastimes, and he even continues to get new names depending on his activities, still the source of all these different names and forms is the form of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna is the Bhagavan Swayam. So, when we worship Sri Radha on Dhamchandra by calling out the Hare Krishna mantra, they are actually addressing a Supreme Person from whom flows thousands of millions of names, forms of Supreme Lord, who attract the hearts of all the jivas at different times, coming, descending as various incarnations in various forms. So, when one chants the holy name of Krishna, one has to remember this fact that the Supreme Lord is his divine name, and not just one name, he has unlimited names. And we are addressing that Supreme Person from whom all the other Shaktimans and all the other Shaktis emanate. This is also Shaktiman. But he is also coming from Krishna originally. And all the Shaktis also originate from him. There is nothing separate from him. So when we call out the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, when we see everything connected to him, one way or other, then we have nothing else to get distracted during the chanting of the holy name, because nothing exists separate from Him. Anything we see as separate from Him is called material energy. Because it is not separate from Him, we see it as separate from Him. So, Krishna and Krishna Itara. Krishna Itara means something other than Krishna. If you are able to see something other than Krishna, then only you can be distracted. But if you see everything as either some kind of part of Krishna, as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, then one will get a one-pointed focus while calling out the holy names of Krishna. I am to be free.